As many as 20,000 people are estimated to have gone missing in Pakistan since 9/11. Many among them were handed over illegally to the US.
No one in any government ever admitted to have handed over any citizen to the US after 9/11. However, former military dictator General Pervez Musharraf, in his autobiography in 2006, officially confessed to have handed over 369 citizens to the US. His past confessions have now brought more troubles for him.
There is growing public demand to try him for enforced disappearances.
Courts are trying him for different reasons, but he should be tried for the missing persons issue, because this is the only crime that he confesses in his book. With pride, he says that CIA must, people should go to CIA and ask how much bounties of dollars they have given for sake of the people I have handed them over.
More and more people are approaching the country's superior courts, pleading for the trial of General Musharraf for allegedly handing over Pakistani citizens to the US. They want country's top investigating agency to probe former dictator and trace out the money he earned from CIA for selling out his own citizens.
He captured the people, he sold them, and earned the. And then he claims and confesses that he earned the bounties from the Americans. Now you can well imagine, it is very serious. And in other words, under the National Accountability Ordinance, if you are indulged in any corrupt practices and you make money through your corruption, you are to be tried under the NAB laws, the accountability laws.
A spokesperson of General Musharraf's political party said that fresh petition is an attempt to pressurize him to leave the country. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.